Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that matchless, marvelous, glorious name which is above every name, the name before which every knee shall bow, the one before whom every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, to his glory, honor, and praise. Who is this one? He is the bread of God, which came down from heaven to give life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is that bread of God. And he used that illustration of bread because around the world, bread is a staple in man's diet. All men understand what bread is. And Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. He's speaking not about physical bread, but he's speaking about the need of the inner being, the spirit of man. For remember, man is a triune being, a spirit, a soul, and a body, as 2 Thessalonians chapter 5 points out. And so we see God created man as a triune being. And man is created in the likeness and image of God, but then man fell into sin. As we've read in Romans 5:12, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death is passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And thus, beloved, we've seen the human need, the individual need, and now we're considering the family need, as we are studying today again in the book of Exodus, as we're studying about the family of Israel and the individual families of the nation of Israel, and how that God had told Moses, they have had many plagues brought upon the land. God's getting ready to deliver the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. And we've seen many plagues upon the Egyptians, and this is going to be the final plague which will enable the Israelites to be delivered from the land of Egypt. Beloved, there's no accidents with God. He has a plan, he has a purpose, he has a will for everything that he does, and he will fulfill his will. And so we read last time how that God gave instructions to Moses to tell the children of Israel, verse 3 of Exodus 12, speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for the house. That is, for their family, they were to take a lamb. And if the household be too little for the lamb, that is, if it's too small, they can't eat all of the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. That is, the family, if the family was just a husband and a wife, or maybe it was a single man or a single maiden, and they couldn't eat a whole lamb by themselves, well, then they would join with a neighbor, and they would have a lamb together so that the lamb could be completely eaten as the instructions were given by the Lord to Moses. And then God gives specific instructions about this lamb that is to be taken. Verse 6, ye shall keep it, or verse 5, your lamb shall be without blemish. There's to be no flaw in the lamb. It's to be a male of the first year. That is, it's to be a young male lamb. It's to be taken from the sheep or from the goats. It's to be a young lamb, whether a sheep or a goat. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the month. It's to be tested for 4 days to make sure there's nothing wrong with it. And then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. They're to, every one, all of them together, are to kill the lamb in the evening at the same time. And the blood is to be applied. Verse 7, notice, they shall take of the blood of the lamb and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. That is, the door, when you open a door, there's a door, there's the side of the door on the left-hand side, there's the side of the door on the right-hand side, and then there's the top of the door. And so they were to put the blood beside the door on the left-hand side, up on the side, and on the right-hand side of the door, and across the top, where the door would open and close without the blood being on the door. It was to be on the facing, or the panel around the door. And so we see the blood was to be applied. And then notice verse 8, they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. This lamb is to be eaten, it's to be roasted by fire, and it's to be eaten that night. All of it's to be eaten. And notice verse 10, ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. The remains were to be completely done away with. And then notice verse 13, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. You see, that night, if you'll read all of the account, there was going to be the death angel that would pass through the land. And only those houses that had the blood applied, the firstborn in that house would be safe. Otherwise, the firstborn in the household would die. Now notice again verse 37 then of this same chapter, Exodus 12, and the children of Israel journeyed from Ramos to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men beside children. We see they were delivered from the bondage of Egypt by this wonderful event that took place. Verse 41, and it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, the very day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. So we see they were all delivered by the blood and the lamb that was slain. Very interesting how that the family was shielded and protected from the death angel. Now let's consider the national need. The national need, that is the need of the nation. Turn with me in the same book to Exodus chapter 29. Exodus chapter 29. And here in Exodus 29, I want you to notice with me verse 38 through 46. Exodus 29, verse 38 through 46, God is giving instructions to Moses and to Aaron regarding the tabernacle. God had them to build a tabernacle to set it up there in the midst of the camp of the children of Israel. He said, "This tabernacle will be where I will meet with you." And there were to be two parts in this tabernacle. It was like a tent that was built and constructed there in the middle of the camp. And this tent had two sections inside of it. One section was called the holy place. The next section was called the most holy place. And in these two sections were various types of furniture that was used in the worship of God. And outside the entrance to the tabernacle was a big altar that was set up on which animals were offered in sacrifice. And here in verse 38 we read about this. This was for the sins of the whole nation. In Exodus 29, verse 38, "Now this is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar. Two lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. The one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, the other lamb thou shalt offer at even. And when the one lamb, with the one lamb, a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of an hin of beaten oil, and the fourth part of an hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb thou shalt offer it even, and shalt do thereto according to the meat offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof, for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak there unto you. This was the meeting place, the place where the lamb was offered and the blood was shed. Verse 43, And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified, or set apart, by my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office, and I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. Now here we see the national need being met by their offering two lambs every day. They were to be males of the first year, firstlings of the flock. And one was to be offered in the morning, and one was to be offered in the evening. They were to take the lamb, to cut its throat, to catch its blood, and then they were to burn the lamb up on the altar as an offering unto the Lord God for the sins of the nation of Israel. Then we see the world need, beloved. The whole world, every man, woman, boy, or girl, is guilty of sin, and thus needs a Savior, needs a deliverer, needs someone who will make man acceptable and pleasing in the sight of God. Romans 3:23 tells us, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That is, all of us have sinned and we've come short of measuring up to God's standard of righteousness because of sin. God is holy. God is righteous. God is without sin. And God must judge sin. And thus we see that all of us are guilty of having sin. We were born with a sin nature, which we inherited from our parents, and they all the way back to Adam. It's called the Adamic nature. And so doing wrong is easy, because we're all guilty. Till next time, goodbye.